few more ideas. Shema Kaleidu Hashem Elokeinu Chus Rachem Oleinu. Let me tell you an idea. Now there are 13 blessings in the middle. Right? After we say the first three blessings, the first three are the intro, and the last three are the follow-up. The first bracha is Ovis. The second bracha is Tchias HaMesim, Ato Kodesh. Okay, that's the basics. The last three is Ritzei, Moedim, Sim Sholem. We do this on Shabbos also. Shabbos and Yom Tov, Roshana, Yom Kippur. And in the middle, we have the middle blessings. What's the middle blessing? So during the weekday, we have 13 middle blessings. On Shabbos, we have one middle blessing. Yom Tov, one blessing. On Roshana, we have three. We have three. Malchios, Zichronos, and Shefres. For a total of nine. Okay, fine. Now, here's the Chiddush. I think Rav Shimon Schwab says this. I don't know if he's the only one that says this, but he says this. And it opens up a whole new world. A whole new world in understanding the Shemona Esrei. And we appreciate everything in the Shemona Esrei is written with the ultimate precision. And that is, he says, now we have to also do one more point of Akdama, that originally the Shemona Esrei had 18 blessings. There's one additional blessing, that is V'lam al Shinim. That was added at a later point in time. We spent a lot of time discussing that. Okay, that was it. So let's go back to the original Shemona Esrei before they added the V'lam al Shinim. There are then 12 blessings. There are 12 middle blessings, and they are Ato Chon Das, Hashiveinu is number 2, Slach Lonu is number 3, Re'e V'anyenu is 4, Refa'enu is 5, Borech Aleinu is 6, Tekah B'Shefer is 7, Kashiva Shefteinu is 8, then we skip to Alat Tzadikim is 9, L'Shlaim is 10, Esemach is 11, Shema Kaleinu is 12. Okay, so let's take the 12 middle blessings and let us omit the bracha of Olam Al Shin. So Rav Shimon Schwab writes, and then I think it's not only him, others, the first 6 correspond to the last 6. There is a relationship. It's like a zug. The first bracha is Atachon. Notice the first 6 brachas, if you notice, are all basically private blessings. Blessings for the individual, blessings for more personal things. The last 6 of these 12 are blessings for the group, for Klal Yisrael. So the first bracha is Atachon Das, knowledge. Then is to do Teshuvah, to learn Torah. The third blessing is forgiveness. The fourth blessing is Re'eina V'anyenu, which everyone basically we discuss, it means personal suffering. Re'eina V'anyenu, Hashem, please help us with our issues. And really that bracha we've proven really is a bracha for Shiduchim. Re'eina V'anyenu, because we say this in the Haggadah. Vayar Hashem es onyenu, zu perishas derech eretz. Hashem saw our reflection, and the Haggadah says, what does this mean? It means, Zu Purishas Derech Eretz. It means that they were not able to, husband and wife, they were not able to be together. And the Pasuk says in the Pasuk, and the Haggadah, he quotes the Pasuk, Vayar es onyenu, Zu Purishas Derech Eretz. So when you play Re'ev onyenu, it means people that are not married. Okay, so these are private things. Then comes Rifa'enu, that's number 5. That's Refuah. And then comes Baruch Aleinu is Parnassa, that's number 6. So notice those 6 blessings that we've just outlined are basically private blessings. The individual needs knowledge. The individual needs the ability to come close to Hashem and do teshuvah, to learn Torah, to do teshuvah, learn Torah. Individual needs forgiveness. He needs Shaduchim. He needs Refuah. And he needs Parnassa. The next 6 blessings, if you pay attention, are blessings for the Tzibur. It's for Klal Yisrael. Taka b'shoifer gadol l'cheruseinu, the shoifer of Mashiach. Okay, then we have Hashiva shoifteinu kivar yishayna. Okay, we want our shoifim should come back. Then we have the Alat Tzadikim b'yalach Hasidim. Vel zikni vel pleitas vel geri vel pleitas sayfe vel geri atzik vilin yem rachamecha v'sein tzokhar toivach al botchim. This is like the whole Klal Yisrael. And then we have Yerushalayim Yerucha. And then we have Esamach David. And then we have Shema Kuleinu. Those six blessings are blessings for Klal Yisrael. They're not blessings just for the individual. They're blessings for the big picture of Klal Yisrael. So Shimon Schwab says, it's not just six and six. And this is very deep. This is very, very deep, this idea. And he says they correspond one to another. So that will mean the brach of Ata Choinein Li Adam Das, the individual is asking Hashem for knowledge, that Hashem should open up his mind and be able to absorb knowledge, corresponds to the blessing of Teka B'Shoifar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, blow the shofar, and lift up the banner, and gather us from all four corners of the earth. So you have to ask yourself, what does knowledge have to do with the coming of Mashiach? So that's not such a difficult question, because it says that when Mashiach will come, there will be Molo Ha'aretz Deo Es Hashem. Pretty easy. When Mashiach comes, the whole world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Molo Kol Aretz Deo Es, as a famous pasuk. So it's perfect. Ato Choinein Li Adam Das. The individual is seeking knowledge. The knowledge of the individual corresponds to the knowledge of the nation, of the world, in the big picture when Mashiach will come. Okay, let's go to the next one. Hashiveinu avin l'sorasech du teshuva. Repentance. Bring us close to your Torah. V'karveinu malkeinu l'avoydasecha. To your service, to do the mitzvahs. V'achzireinu b'shuva shleimu l'fanecha. We should repent. That corresponds to the blessing of Hashiva shifteinu kivori shayna. We need judges. We need leaders. Leaders that will teach us Torah. Leaders that will help us, guide us to do teshuva. Leaders that will instruct us how to do the mitzvahs. And that way, we're not going to have agmas nefesh, because if a person wants to learn Torah and he's known to teach you, it's very frustrating. How many parents do you hear are pulling out their hair from their head? And when they don't have any hair on their head, they're doing something else because they have children and they just cannot find the right school for their child. The frustration, I want my child to learn. I want to learn. I need a Rebbe. I need someone to teach me. I want to go do mitzvahs. I don't know what to do. You need to have shoftim, shoterim, counselors, yatzeinu, and that way we'll be able to have tzadkeinu b'mishpat, we'll be able to achieve what we've ask for in the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha. Next example, go to the third blessing. The third blessing is Slach Lanu Avinu Kichotanu. I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. That corresponds to the tzaddikim. A tzaddik is a person that doesn't sin. Yosef HaTzaddik, we discussed this morning. Yosef HaTzaddik in the Mitzrayim, he was in Eishes Potiphar. And she badgered him. She tried desperately to seduce him, and Yosef was able to overcome that nisayon. So here, when you say, Hashem, forgive me for my sins, I don't want to sin, you're trying to connect yourself to the tzaddikim and the chassidim and the zigni amcha beis yisrael v'alplitas v'algeriat tzedek, that all those that have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give them reward. Perfect. Okay. There's a connection. I mean, I think it's a very, everything Rav Shimon Schwab says, like, feels like a glove. Six blessings for the private person, six for the tzibur, and there's a direct correlation. And in fact, it helps us really get a better appreciation. Each bracha, there's a parallel. Keeps your mind a little bit busy during Shimon Esrei. You should be able to pay attention, not fall asleep during the Solemn Shimon Esrei. Shimon Esrei is the hardest thing in the world. Can you imagine? Tell this to a non-Jew, you say exactly the same thing every single day, three times a day, your whole life, you can go out of your mind. The mind is probably the hardest thing in the world to daven Shimon Esrei. How many people do you think in the world, all the Orthodox Jews who are davening Shmon Esrei are able to concentrate the entire Shmon Esrei, the Perush Hamilos. I'm talking about the simple, simple translation of the words from the beginning of the Shmon Esrei to the end of the Shmon Esrei once a week. Once a week. You daven three times a day, 7 days a week. How many people do you think in the whole Klal Yisrael are able to concentrate from beginning to end even once a week? I don't know. I don't think it's a big number. Mayor, do you do it every mayor? Yeah, you concentrate every single day, mayor? Mayor, you do it every single day? It's not an easy task. Why is it so hard? So talk to a psychologist. They'll tell you that to say the same words every single day, three times a day, the mind goes crazy. The mind subconsciously has an extremely difficult time with that. The mind needs chidush. The mind needs something new. The mind gets bored very, very quickly. And in order for the mind to be active, the mind needs a chidush. And that's why you have to be mechadish, and you'd say the Shmona Esrei, you have to, that's why that's why Chazal say you're not even yaitzi, if you have to be mechadish, chidushim, have greater understanding. So here, this is a very powerful idea. Think about the
shirt. That's why we change twice a year.
What do you change twice? What do you change twice a year?
Tal and
Geshem, Yal and Yavo, and Al Nisim, and Anenu, and Anenu, and Zochreinu L'chaim, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, keep you on the toes. Exactly. The mind needs Chiddush. So here Rav Shimon Schwab says an incredible Chiddush, which really changes the whole Shmon Esrei beginning 10, is that the first six, the 12 middle blessings, the 12, we're putting aside the Bracha V'Lam Al-Shinim, there's a correlation between the first six and the last six. So we've already gone through three. Now let's go to the next three very quickly, because we're giving a shiur today over here on the Bracha of Shema Kolenu, and I just want to build up to that. That's probably the most difficult from the six. So we come, the next one was Re'ei Na'avion Yenu. So what does Re'ei Na'avion Yenu refer to? Vili Rishalayim Ircha. This really is not so simple. This is not so simple, this one. Re'ei Na'avion Yenu, V'riva Rivenu, fight our cause, U'gyoleinu Meheru L'man Shemecha, Ki Goyel Chazakat, you are our Redeemer. And the Geula in the Baruch of Reina Vanyenu refers to the individual. And simply it means a person suffers. Hashem, look at our suffering. It's a private. This is not referring to the Mishnah Berurah, right? This Baruch is not referring to Klal Yisrael, the Geula. It's not referring to. It's referring to a private element, a private affliction. A person suffers, something that bothers him in his life. But we just said before, the bracha of Re'ei Na'avion Yenu really refers to a bracha for shidduchim. As we say, it's explicit in the Haggadah. Vayar Hashem es on Yenu Haggadah zu prishus prishas, in other words, it's prishas derech eretz. That during the exile, during Yitam Mitzrayim, a husband and wife were not able to be together due to the slave labor and due to what the Egyptians were doing to the Jewish people. Zu Purishas Derech Eretz. That is basically a term which means marriage. Now, you come to Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? Two cities. Yireh, Yeru, and Sholem. Avraham Avinu, he called Har HaMaria Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. And Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, he called the city Malki Melech Sholem. Now some say it wasn't, well, some say that they were not the same, they were mamish next to each other. They were adjacent to each other. Along came David. And David took these two cities that have existed previously, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem and Avraham Avinu Bahar Hashem Yeroeh, and he put the two together, made a composite, Yeru Sholayim. Okay, that's what it says. That's one of those, he made a zivug, a shirach. And then there's the principle of Yerushalayim Shalmata is Mechuvan Keneged Yerushalayim Shalmaila. whatever that means, that's a Kabbalistic concept. But you find that Yerushalayim, everything about Yerushalayim is based upon the principle of a zivuk. You mean mechaber, it's the meeting point of this world with Hashem. Hashem, he rests his divine presence in this world. It is the chibur, it's the makom of the chibur of the Shamayim and the Aretz. The Beis Hamikdash is called the tzavar, the neck. The neck on the body, the head is the spiritual part of the person. The body is the gashmias. What is the meeting point between the ruchnias and the gashmias? The neck. And that's why Yosef fell on Binyamin's neck and Binyamin fell on the neck of Yosef, because the neck is the churban Beis Hamikdash, churban Shiloh, the makom, the meeting point, it's the chibur, it's the zivug. So really it fits unbelievably well. After we know that the bracha Re'ena V'Anyenu is a blessing for Shiduchim, for the Yechidim, for the private people, and then you come to the bracha V'li Yerushalayim Ircha, it is the corresponding blessing, that's the meeting point between the two. Okay, now we go further. The next blessing is Rifa'enu, healing. What does that correspond to? This is not so simple, but it can be very easily explained. And that is Es Tzemach David Mehera Satzmiach. V'kanor to Mishu Asechi Lishu Oscha Kivinu Kol Hayom. David HaMelech, his entire life was a struggle. The whole Tehillim. David HaMelech, by the way, people don't realize, David HaMelech was sick most of his life. All the glorious stories in Sefer Shmuel and Sefer Melachim took place in a very short period of his life. A major chunk of David HaMelech's life, he was a choyle. He slept in bed. He was a sick person a good chunk of his life. So David HaMelech himself certainly needed refuah. And then if you want to put that aside and ignore the facts that he was sick, mamish a choyle, for most of his life, a major chunk of his life, I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's really shocking. When you see what it says in Chazal, how many years of his life was David HaMelech? He was lying on his bed. He was a very sick person because of whatever different reasons. But even if you put that aside, even if we'll make believe, let's make believe that David was healthy and strong and vibrant his whole life. David, from the parts of what we learned, he was always under attack. He was under attack. He was always on the run. His brothers wanted to.
He couldn't sleep.
His brothers wanted to murder him. They thought he was a mamzer. This whole life, they thought he was a mamzer. Because of the whole mice, we spent many times, a lot of time on that story. Because his father, Yishai, it bothered him that Yishai came from Rus HaMoavia. And he was afraid that they held him to be illegitimate. He wanted to have Zera Yisrael, so he did this whole kunz with the Shifcha. His Shifcha, and then the Shifcha told his wife, and the wife came instead of the Shifcha, and she got pregnant. And he thought, how could that possibly be? He wasn't with her. How could she be pregnant? Even though he was really the father. Because the shift was switched with his wife. So he thought that his wife was Mazan. So David was born. So David's a mamzer. Esha Sish is Insa. And all the other seven brothers thought he was a mamzer. They sent him out into the forest, into the field, to the lions, to get killed. They were trying to push him off. He should get killed. And instead he came back home with the heads of the lions and the bears. They couldn't figure this out. And when Shmuel came to anoint one of the children of Yishai as the Melech, he went to all seven children. And Hashem said, no, 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 no. And then Shmuel said, maybe you have another brother? Maybe there's someone else here? David, the mamzer? You gotta be kidding. Go get David from the field. They went to the field, they brought back David. Ach, neged, Meshichoi is neged ponecha. David, he wasn't the mamzer. They figured out the whole thing. And then with his son Avshalom wanted to kill him, his own son. And Shaul wanted to kill him. And this happened, and that happened, the whole life, all the problems. David is Sheva Pamim Yipol Tzadik Vakam. David was a spiritually sick. David also, he sinned with Bathsheba. Bathsheba, and this happened and that happened. David was always trying to recover from problems. That's like a choyla. It's a choyla. He was physically sick for a good chunk of his life. And number two, all of the issues, there were spiritual issues that of a spiritual type of sickness where David prevailed. Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rofei. Es tzemach David av t'chameiro satzmiach. Fits like a glove. Now comes the one that doesn't fit. That's today's shir. And that is Borech Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashana Hazos. V'yes kol minei svuos alitav of sein bracha. We're still saying the same bracha. Al pnei rov sabeinu mituvecha. Vorech shenaseinu kashanim atalois. And what does that correspond to? Shema koileinu. Hashem Elokeinu chus v'rachim oleinu v'kabel barach mevrotu nesvuosin kikel shmen chilus sachamotah. From the six shidduchim that we've made, that's the hardest. That one, you got to work on it. What the other five really fit well. It really, really, it's a klung of art from Rav Shimon Schwab. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, embellish. I don't really see how he develops it. I don't remember what he says. I have no idea. But this, the basic insight is the six. There are six connected six. The way we've explained the first five, I think, are pretty obvious. It's really solid. This one is harder. Borech Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashana Hazos. What are we praying for? We're praying for sustenance, parnasa. Parnasa. Okay, so if you want to say Shema Koilein, Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachem L'Kabel Barachem, Urasin Es Tfilaseinu. Okay, so basically, Parnasa, I guess, is everything. Money is not everything; it's the only thing. Shema Koilein, Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachem Oleinu. If in Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. You gotta survive in this world. You're living in a world of gashmis. God is Shema Kolinu Hashem Chus Rachem L'Kabel Rachem. It's a general prayer, and the most general thing that we need in this world, the most general, the most basic, is parnasa. Before you can go and talk about sending your kids to yeshiva and talk about daf yomi and talk about refuah and talk about all the. You know, you need a roof over your head. You need parnasa. You need what to eat. Before you can go further and conquer the world and have das and all these doing teshuva and learning Torah and being super duper healthy, going to the gym and working out and going to the nutritionist and going for yoga and all these things, you gotta first get the basic. You know, you have to have a basic parnasa. Shema Koleinu, it's the most general thing. So you can say it's not. Impossible to understand the match between Shema Koleinu and Baruch Aleinu. But let's go further. I want to try to go a little bit further and try to understand that, and you can do this in all the brachas, but especially there's a certain need to do it much more so in the bracha Shema Koleinu. Okay, so I want to just detour for a second to bring out another point, and then we'll go back and try to tie it together. Shema Koleinu, there was a lot of redundancy. First you say Shema Koleinu. That itself is a prayer in and of itself. Then you say Chus V'Rachem Oleinu. What's the difference between, first of all, you'll ask, what's the difference between Chus V'Rachem? Okay, let's not go there now. Let's not discuss that now. But what is the difference between the supplication of Chus V'Rachem Oleinu and the first supplication of Shema Koleinu? What's the difference? Number three, and then what's the next one? The next one is V'kabel, accept, Berachamim, Uvrotzoin, Es Tefiloseinu. What's going on here? We start off this blessing with three completely separate supplications that are almost identical. Shema Koleinu, that's number one. Number two is Chus Rachem Oleinu. And number three, the Kabel Brachamim Uvrotzoin Es Tfilosein. What is this? Poetry? Poetry? You have nice poetry? Kofel Hamilois, I've got the, whatever. What's going on here? Why are there so many different expressions? Okay, the next part we can already say is a whole new thing, because ki'ato shomea, that can be, that's more of a statement of fact. Ki'ato shomea tefilos v'sachanu namato v'lufnach malkim v'gamal teshivenu. This is more of a winding down. It's a statement, Hashem, we beg you three times, and we know who we're dealing with. We are fully aware that you have the power to help us. We have faith in you, and we know you can do it, and please don't let us walk out of here empty-handed. Okay, the second part of the blessing is more of a statement of fact. The part of the blessing of where we plead are the first part of the blessing, and we make three separate statements. What's going on? Okay, so let me just tell you. So one, there are many mahalchim, there are many different approaches, but one that really caught my attention, that it appeals to me, resonates with me, is you think about, you know, let's say you walk into shul, and you see a fellow there. You see a guy in shul, and the fellow doesn't say one word to you. Every day you come to shul, and you see him sitting in the corner, and you see him with the towels over his head, and he's really davening hard. He comes very early, he leaves very late, and he davens with a lot of kavana. And you right away detect, after watching this fellow do this every single day for a couple of days, or a couple of weeks, a couple of months, he's davening for something. You have no idea what he's saying, because he's not davening to us, he's davening to Hashem. But you see a fellow, you see that he's in pain. What does he want? I don't know, he didn't come to me, he didn't come ask me for money, he didn't come around like all the collectors with sheets and papers, and give a clap, or Bosai, I want to ask everyone here to give me a couple of bucks. All you see, you come every day, there he is, there's a fellow there that's davening with all his might. I have no idea what he wants. Mashem. He doesn't ask me, doesn't bother me. He sits there, I sit here. Two passing ships in the evening. We have nothing to do with one another. But from the corner of my eye, I see this guy. He's in need. That's called Shema Koleinu. There's a difference between the word Dibur. Dibur is you know, sophisticated language, ideas. And then there's just, the guy is just, he's davening. He's not asking me for anything, but there's a person that is, he's crying to Hashem. Then there's another type of situation where the person sits in shul, doesn't say a word. He doesn't daven. A nudge? No, not a nudge. You come into shul, there's just a very good person there. He just hangs out in shul. You know, a respectable person. And you say to yourself, what a shame. This person has so much potential. He's a very good, solid person. He's not davening. He's not a davener. You know, he hangs out in shul, he comes here, he learns, talks to people, he hangs out, and you get to know him. And you say to yourself, you know, this person has so much potential. He would be the perfect Rebbe, the perfect rabbi. Maybe you'd say he'd be the perfect, he has skills. You see the shul, the bookcase collapses, he comes in with his tools, if he fixes the bookcase like no one else can. This person, you know, he should be working in construction. This person, yes, he's an electrician. He has talent. He has skill. And he's not asking you for anything. And he's not asking anyone for anything. But you acknowledge the potential. And what a waste of potential. Then there's a third person. Our favorite person who comes over to you in the middle of Shemona Esrei and puts out his hand right in front of your face and says, Nunu, give me my money, right in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And then when it comes to before Kriyas and the Kriyas story, he stops the diamonds, Rabbi Sai, I'm here from Eretz Yisrael, I'm collecting for this and that, give me money. This is a hold up. No one's walking out of this shul until everyone here writes me a check for $1,000. Okay, we know those type of people, correct? Okay, that's enough. These are the three people in your neighborhood. meet the people in your neighborhood, these three people. So we are that person. We say, Hashem, Shema Kuleinu. We're not asking you, Hashem, for anything. But we are needy people. Just like the first example, the guy you come to Shul, you watch, you're an observer, you see a person that's, he's davening to Hashem, he's a person that's in need. He is a person in need. He does not bother you. He's not asking you. He's not talented. He doesn't have much potential in society, but he needs help. And he's not bald. He's not coming to schnorr from you. But he needs help. We're like that. We are people who have needs. No potential, no nothing, nothing we can possibly do. We have needs. And the koileinu, here's the main point. When it says shema koileinu, our voice, it doesn't mean a voice to Hashem. It means our voice to government. Right? You write a letter to your community lady, you write a letter to the president, you write. The koileinu means our frustrations in life. We're not asking you, Hashem, for anything. We're just frustrated just between us and society. That's clear. Then we come to the next part. The next part is the kadol barachim v'rotzon chus v'rachim aleinu is Hashem, you created us. You're just going to let us rot? You're going to let us rot away? We have potential. We have potential. Let us live out our potential. Don't let us just rot away in this world. Chus v'rachim aleinu. And then we come to the last part is u'milufanecha malkeinu v'kagol b'rachim v'rotzon estilaseinu. We're like the schnurrs. Hashem, this is a hold up. Please give us a couple of bucks. Three parts. So to make a long story short, you go back to Baruch Leinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashan Hazos V'Eskol Neitzvos L'Toiva. You have to break this up. Let's go where it starts from. First part is general. But let's look at when you start from the same Berocha Al Pnei Ho'adama. That corresponds to Shema Koleinu. We're not asking you for anything, Hashem. Just, this world has needs. Then when it says, V'sabeinu mituvecha, satisfy us from your goodness, that corresponds to the Chus V'rachim Oleinu. And then when it says, Uvorech shenoseinu kashonim ha'toivois, we're making a request. Here we're schnurrs. So I'm trying to suggest over here is that now that we know that this bracha baruch aleinu Hashem Elokeinu is corresponding to Shema Koleinu, and in Shema Koleinu there are three parts, and at the end of the blessing we hear there are three parts, zeh l'umazeh. It needs a little more refinement, but I think there's dvarim begaf. There's something over here to make a correlation between not just the blessing itself, but each expression in the blessing itself. Okay, everybody, say thank you so much for coming, making my night worth it. Have a good night, everybody, say. Take care.
Thank you very much.